So the play brings up a lot of complicated themes around oppression and suppression of identity and trying to maintain faith in the face of an institutional government that doesn't want you to maintain that faith. So the themes are very relevant, very poignant, especially considering the weeks that we're in now. So the panel discussions are meant to deepen the audience's engagement with those themes, as opposed to just seeing a play and going home. You see the play, and then there's space to have a conversation to really explore some of these tense questions.
But Catherine, you are one of the panelists. So who else is on the panel, and what perspectives are you bringing?
Well, I'm bringing a perspective from the Boulder Jewish Community Center, where I'm the cultural arts director. And one of the things we do a lot is put history into context. We put the arts into context, the social, cultural, time and place, and try to get a greater understanding of the arts. We don't just do presenting of arts, we're art appreciation as well. So to have this component on top of the play is really fabulous. I have been presenting films to the public for 25 years, and I have never shown a film that didn't have a meaningful conversation afterwards. It's just an absolute principle that we have to talk about it at 20 minutes, half an hour. I have a movie program right now. It's like a book club. We have an hour conversation about film. So really, the conversation afterwards is so valuable, and I was so thrilled that Ami was doing the series for that reason.
And what topics and what themes are brought out from the play, The Inquisition, that are really under discussion, particularly ones that are very relevant to the current political climate we're in?
Well, that's a tricky question, and certainly people are open to, welcome to interpret things exactly the way they choose to, but it certainly wasn't done with that in mind. I think that the issue of hidden identity is one that you see throughout Jewish history, the being under persecution, the Holocaust being yet another example following the Inquisition, of Jews who had to make terrible moral dilemmas, choices. We think of Sophie's Choice. We think of these really terrible situations that people were in. And how important is your identity if you can't be yourself? And do you live and keep it secret, which is what the conversos did? And so many of them are now back fully Jewishly. So they, for hundreds of years, they kept it. So it's a lot of arguments you could make about what you would do. And then the other thing is, we can all say what we would do if a Jew came to us in the Holocaust and wanted to be sheltered. Of course we would take them in. We could get killed for it. I mean, it's not so easy to say what we would or wouldn't do under a certain circumstance, but a play is a great way to think about that.
Do you think there are any of those themes that are relevant to what's happening now in our current political climate, you know, outside of the Jewish community, and so many Jewish leaders are speaking out in support of other communities that are now feeling under persecution?
Absolutely. The Jewish view has always been that all prejudice, all persecution, all deprivation of opportunities for any people is not acceptable. And that's why you see Jews so overly represented in everything from the civil rights movement to all kinds of social justice issues today. How that actually plays out in terms of helping to reinforce people's thoughts about tolerance and inclusivity and how things can get very much out of hand is an important thing at all times, but certainly now. And I would say it goes both ways, to be open to what can happen, even if you're angry and upset with the outcome of the election. And we have some interesting years ahead of us. And I think the arts are a great, great way to help us process both emotionally and intellectually.
Just on that theme, Ariel, I mean, what are your thoughts on using the arts as a catalyst to have these conversations that can often be very difficult, and to reach communities and people and perspectives that very often we don't always have access to? There's so much analysis now being done of the elections, and one of them being is that people everywhere really are in a bubble and we don't know people who are different from ourselves. How can the arts help with that?
Right. I think the arts have a way of engaging people that expands that bubble, as you said. When folks are looking at the news, when they're getting their news from online sources or their friend circles, it all stays very insular. But the arts has a way of reaching beyond just your immediate circle. People come to see performances for a variety of reasons. Some of them may be coming because it's relevant for what's going on in the election, and some of them may be coming because it seems like an interesting play and not thinking about it politically at all. So being able to bring that diversity of voices, I think, is really huge. And through the discussions, be able to bring out those themes and have the conversations that, again, if you're going onto your Facebook and getting a news feed, you're not going to have conversations with the types of people that you're going to be sitting in an auditorium watching it play with.